Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Happy New Year. Hello, live stream. I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. Glad you've tuned in. Glad you're with us today. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. I believe I got a word. I know I have a word. And we're going to start out the year with this word. It's so alive. We have been talking about actually, the fruit of the Spirit, and we've been talking about the love of God and His agape love. And this is what marriage is established on. And this is what was in the garden before Adam and before Satan came in. See? Before Satan came in the garden, there was agape love. There was peace between God and Adam and Eve. Perfect peace. No conflict. Love, unconditional love in the garden. The enemy came in, got them to question God and disobey God. And when they disobeyed God, it broke the fellowship with God. And conflict came in. Conflict. Sin, all conflict is the result of sin. All conflict. So now think about this. That's what we're talking about, is relationships and removing the conflict in our life. Because the more we understand God's peace and relationships, more effective we will be in advancing God's kingdom, more effective we will be in our children wanting our Jesus and our family wanting our Jesus. The more we can be in relationship. See, because relationships were brought into conflict because of disobedience and sin. And it's working the same way today. See, whatever has broke you in life, if it's life has broke you, sin has broke you, or Satan has broke you, God is committed to fix it. Amen. He's committed to fix something He didn't break. And I'm going to tell you something. This is the good news. This is the gospel. This is the gospel. And He can do it. But we need His wisdom to do this. You can't fix relationships or even be in relationships without God's wisdom. You can't do it. You'll always want to retaliate. You'll always want to get your way. You'll always want to get somebody told. God measures the mark of wisdom in your life by your relationships. If you have a problem in being in relationship with people, it's because there's a lack of His wisdom in your life. And actually, God says it's foolish. I don't want to be a fool. How about you? God's made it possible for us to be wise. So, it takes God's wisdom to be in relationships. In Proverbs 4:7, it says this. Wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get understanding. So we have to understand God's principles for us to fulfill His purpose in this life. Without understanding His principles, we can't fulfill His purpose. You have been created for His purpose in this life. So we have to grow in His wisdom and understanding and be in a good relationship with God. We want the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we're talking about today. And we're talking about peace. And I'm going to help you understand something, that when you understand what I'm sharing with you today, you're going to guard your peace more and more. And it's going to help you in your relationships. We want to be peacemakers here. We want to be peacemakers. And when we're peacemakers, the onlookers, even the people in the world, are going to look at our lives and they're going to want what we have. You see that? And it's your responsibility to do His will and show them what they need to see, not what you want to do. Folks, this is so important. I can't even begin to tell you how important this is. Relationships with people. Now, peace is what we're talking about today. The fruit of the Spirit is love. That's agape. We've been talking about that. We're going to keep talking about that. All these attributes come from the agape love. Joy, peace, all those. Those can't show up in your life without the agape love. So it's all contingent on your relationship with God. God is love. It's not something He has. It's not something He does. He is love. Right. See that? He is that. So that's what God is looking for. Us to be in connection and relationship with Him. And so that helps us with people. See that? When you're having it all at odds with people, it's because you haven't been working on this with Him. Am I making sense? So, peace is what we're talking about today. But because of the conflict, right? There's so much conflict. Conflict comes to take your peace. If you have peace, you've already won. See that? So now, let's go to Romans chapter 5. First, now what I'm going to help you understand today is what's taking your peace. Because if you've become a child of God and you're born again, you have to be born again and become a child of God before you even begin. That's where it starts. Not everybody is God's children. Remember? John 1:12, but as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on His name, who were born not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man or blood, but of God. Of God. You have to be born of God to become a child of God. See, you were born in sin because of the fall of Adam and Eve and what they broke. So we all were born in sin. We have to be born again spiritually into God's family. All right. So now, if you have been born again, this is what this says. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. So in other words, we have to understand that we have been justified by faith. See this? We have to believe that we've been justified. When we lose sight or understanding of our justification, it's because our peace has been taken. Justified means just as if I'd never sinned. All conflict is the manifestation of sin. When I understand I'm just, I'm going to have peace. Oh, I'm going to tell you, you're in the right place today. You got to get a hold of this. Now watch. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now think about this. When you don't understand you're just, just means I'm giving you what you deserve. So, God is a just God. He's going to give you what you deserve. Make sense? Now, when you repented of your sin and you asked Jesus to come into your life, the gavel came down in the courtroom of heaven. That one's justified. You've now become a child of God. It's just as if you'd never sinned. Peace with God was made possible. It says in Colossians, through the cross, the blood of Jesus, peace was made. Now listen. The gavel was brought down in courtroom of heaven, and that one has peace. That means you, if you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. All your sins, past, present, future, have been exonerated. All of them. You are now just. And God is just. So I just want you to hold those thoughts there, and we're going to go down another road, but we're going to come back and you're going to catch this. Because if you get this, 23 will never be the same for you. It will never be the same. And this is why we have to start out this way. Because we want to be peacemakers and we want to be people. When people see our lives, they want what we have. We're not in conflict and strife and comparing and competing and jealous and resentful. We have peace with God. We're going to be holy. Right? We're going to be people of God, so people want what we have. All right. I want you to go with me to, Tim, James chapter 3. And start with that first verse in James. I told you in James chapter 3. I think it's 13. Talking about relationships, talking about conflict, talking about peace. Peace is something only God can give you. Okay? This is huge. Now, who is wise and understanding? Remember, in wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get understanding. You know what he's talking about here? Who is wise and understanding in their relationships? This is all about relationships right here, this portion of Scripture. Now watch. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. So, Tim, I want you to go to the next verse, but as soon as I'm done with this next one, flip it back to this one, okay? But if you have bitter envy, self-seeking, that's strife in you. Bitter envy, self-seeking would be resentment. Now watch. In your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. What's that saying? That's saying if you're walking around and you got any of those in you, and you're saying you're a believer and you got victory with Jesus, you're lying. You're flat out lying against the truth. You're being hypocritical. In this portion of Scripture, it says without hypocrisy. Goes on to say, without hypocrisy. Hypocrites were people who were in the drama. When they would be in the drama, they would come out with a face in the front. And they would be acting, and then they would go back and change their face, put another one on. They kept coming out being someone they weren't. Without hypocrisy. That means if you're going to be use God's wisdom, you're going to be without hypocrisy, which means authentic, real, and genuine. Authentic, real, and genuine. Are you hearing this? So if I have God's wisdom and I'm being authentic, real, and genuine, I'm without hypocrisy. I'm not lying against the truth. I'm using God's wisdom. And that makes me secure. Now watch. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in meekness of wisdom. I've got to share this word meekness with you. I was preaching last night. I went home and got out some of my old notes. And I thought, you're going to get something out of this. Please listen. Pay attention. Get a hold of this revelation. Meekness is God's wisdom. Now, when you're meek, meek is not weak, but meek is strength under control. It's strength. I used that term on a horse. When a horse has been trained, he's been trained by his master, and he listens to his master, he becomes meek. He has all this strength, but it's under control. And that's why God wants you to be meek in your relationships and use his wisdom, because that's going to help you in your relationships and help the people around you. Now, think about this. I'm going to use Saul and David, David and Saul, as an example for this meekness, because it's one of the best I've seen. And if you'll pay attention for a moment, I'm going to read some of my old notes. And I really want you to pay attention, okay? So now, David is on the run from Saul because Saul is out to kill David. You know why he's out to kill David? Saul was a king. Saul is now jealous of David. See, there's that wrong wisdom coming in. Saul is the present king. David is the future king. David is on the run from a man he's not afraid of. David wasn't afraid of Saul. David defeated the lion and defeated the bear when he was a shepherd out in the fields working for his dad, Jesse. He defeated them, and God was training him up as a shepherd. Now listen. So David defeated the lion and the bear, and he defeated Goliath. Saul was afraid of Goliath. David was not afraid of Goliath. Did you hear that? Now listen. David is running from Saul, but he's not afraid of Saul. Because he is running, this is not a sign of weakness, but his running is a sign of meekness. Strength under control. Meekness. Weakness is the absence of strength. Meekness is strength under control. It is restrained strength. You see, that's what vision does. Where there's no vision, the people cast off restraints. But when you have a healthy vision, it brings restraints. For you to not act out and get somebody told or cut somebody you have no business messing with. Am I making sense? You got restraints in your life, right? Keep paying attention. Please pay attention. Listen. Strength under control. Meekness. Real strength is revealed in restraint. When you can hold your tongue and not say what you want to say, you hold it back. That's meekness. That's restraint. When you can hold your tongue and not say what's on your mind. See that? When you can hold your tongue, that is strength. When you want to retaliate, when you want to retaliate, when you accept the revelation that God is your vindicator and vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord, that is strength. David was not running from Saul, he was running for Saul. I'm not running because I don't have anything to say. David's saying, I'm not running because I don't have anything to say, but if I say what I would like to say, there's going to be another big problem. Sometimes you need to just shut up and don't say it. That's strength under control. This isn't weakness, this is meekness. You can operate in meekness when you don't have anything to prove. When you don't have anything to prove. You see, God looks at the heart, man looks at the outward appearance. God's criteria for promotion and well-being is heart motives. You catching this? Think about this. You can operate in meekness when you don't have anything to prove. Saul attacked David because Saul was insecure. Insecurity is pride. That's why the devil became the devil of his insecurity. Saul is the present king. David is the future king. After David defeated Goliath, the women started singing songs. Saul has slain 1,000 and David 10,000. Saul got jealous and envious and insecure. Saul didn't have a problem with the song, but he had a problem with the number. Some people don't have a problem when your success, with your success, as long as your success does not exceed their expectations. Some people can root for you in some season and congratulate you and leave you positive remarks, but when you keep on winning and it seems like the people are speaking more of you than they are of them, it will expose their insecurity. David is like he's competing with someone. I'm not competing with you. Have you ever felt like you are competing with someone and you're not even in the game? That's why it says we're to not compare and compete with anyone. Why am I on your mind so much? Saul is attacking someone who only wants to be an asset for him. David wanted to be an asset for Saul. Saul is attacking him. Listen, here it is. Listen, because unaddressed issues affect people's eyes, the way they see things. When you don't deal with your issues and you're bitter and resentful and self-seeking in you, it affects the way you see and process things. It affects your relationships. Oh, please listen to this. Saul was making an enemy out of the best thing that ever happened to him. Saul is attacking an asset. Sometimes you wonder, what am I doing to make these people so upset? It's not what you're doing. It's how they see you. It's making them upset. It's how they see you. It's their eyes are out of focus because of their unaddressed issues. What's it talk about in Matthew when you get a log in your eye? What'd Jesus say? First, you got to get the telephone pole out of your own eye before you start judging anybody. You got to get that log out of your own eye, right? So you can see clearly. And I'm going to help us. We all have logs sometimes. Now watch. We can hide our success and we can hide our increase. But your adjustments can't be fixed when you won't face the problem. You have to face the problem and deal with the issue. You must deal with the issue. David is on the run. He runs from Saul, but he runs, listen to me, he's running to the land of the Philistines. Pay attention. The Philistines are what he just defeated. He defeated Goliath. When David defeated Goliath, that's called a representative warfare. Goliath represented the Philistines. David represented Israel. You see that? Israel won the war when he defeated Goliath. Now, David, listen. David is running to the land of the Philistines. He is running to the land and people he just won the war over. Now, David was in their land. They were trying to hurt him in one season, but now they're housing him and helping him in another season. All of the Philistines didn't like David. Now think about this. Saul could not see that he was fighting everybody. Previously, he said, "Don't touch the Lord's anointed," about David. David wants to fight now against Saul. In one season, your flesh will do one thing and the spirit will do another. Keep paying attention. Conflict, peace. We're talking about relationships. While David is trying to convince some to let him go to war, to let him go to war, listen. Now, David has to go to war because Ziklag was burned by the Amalekites. While David was away fighting Saul, he left Ziklag unprotected. You see, you can be in relationship with people and fight a war that's unnecessary because you're in relationship with someone who hasn't dealt with their issues. And you're fighting that war, you don't have the strength you need to fight your own war to which God is trying to get you to, His will. And you miss out because you're preoccupied being in a war where you haven't used God's wisdom. Are we making sense? Listen, this is so big. David is trying to convince some to let him go to war. While David was fighting Saul, Ziklag was burned because it was unprotected. When you fight the wrong fight, you will be present in fighting a fight that's not even necessary. The Amalekites burned Ziklag and took their wives and their children. Saul was supposed to destroy the Amalekites. He didn't complete his assignment. You see that? He didn't obey God because Saul was insecure. So now David is having to fight a war because someone else didn't fulfill their assignment. So David is fighting the enemies because of the irresponsibility of someone he is in relationship with. Are we making sense? This is why we're going to have to really begin to use God's wisdom and meekness in our relationships and be a peacemaker. Because God has a plan. And if you're going to be fulfilled in this life, and you're going to be effective in this life for what matters the most to you, we got to understand some things. Now, did that all make sense? Have you ever fought in a fight? What am I fighting? You're so messed up, you can't even deal with your own deal. That's never happened to me. You know, I'm a pastor. That's why I can preach this to you. I know this is true. Now, give me the next verse. But if you have bitter envy, self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. If you're always at odds with people, you're not using God's wisdom. You're not being wise. You're being foolish. Give me the next one. For where envy and self-seeking exist, there's confusion, uncertainty, mental illness. Mental illness is a problem in our world today. I'm giving you the solution today. Proverbs 12:25, anxiety in the heart causes depression, but a good word makes the heart glad. Now, think about this. You don't have to be in confusion. You don't have to be in any of that if you will keep pursuing God's wisdom. Now, look at this. Give me the next one. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. You see, God's wisdom is always pure, or it can't be God's wisdom.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.